something made of paper that they put it in?
Had paper bags.
Oh, they had those?
Yeah, they had them far back as I knew.
Oh, they did? I didn't know. Well, did they call them that?
They used to call them paper sacks.
Oh, that's what they always call them. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody call it a pope?
Oh, yeah.
Did they ever say that?
Oh, yeah, a paper pope, Lord, yes.
That'd be what they call that. Well, now, you said that sugar and flour, they came in those...
The 100-pound bags. That's all I ever seen it in, you know, 150 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of flour come in 50-pound bags.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about those rough kind of things like potatoes would come in?
They just shipped them in torch sacks.
Oh, yeah.
It's 100-pound torch sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but most of the people now grew their own potatoes.
Oh, they did? So they didn't usually buy that?
I don't know whether they ever even, if they ever shipped any in here, they come in bags. They grew their own seed potatoes and everything.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh, that's just amazing. Gosh, nobody could do that anymore.
Well, I know.
They wouldn't know that. Well, now, if, I guess you'd have to go to town in a wagon. I guess they used
to. Yeah, ride a horse.
People used to
ride horses quite a lot.
Well, now, if they were taking corn to be ground, at a mill or something, to make cornmeal, is that what they'd have to do?
Yeah.
Did they have to take it someplace?
Yeah, they'd have to take it to Leslie and have
that's
it
what
ground.
Mm-hmm.
And, they took it to Leslie and then they had a, over here, Uncle John Taylor had a grist mill.
Mm-hmm.
And people went to it quite a bit. And then Johnny Griffith had a grist mill.
Mm-hmm.
And people went to that quite a bit.
Well, how would they when did they be taking this corn, how would they measure like the amount of corn that they take to the mill at one time?
They never did measure.
They didn't measure it.
Well, they just shell what they thought was about a bushel from going.
And that's what they do. They never did that.
That's just about the way it worked out.
Well, I was wondering if you'd ever heard of like a turn of corn.
That's what they call it.
They call it that?
Turn of corn.
And that'd be like the amount they'd be taking it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they'd usually shell about a bushel or half a bushel or sometimes a bushel and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And they had meal sacks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gertrude can remember them.
You remember that?
And they were just real pretty, those meals.
Oh, they were?
Yeah, they had red and blue stripes.
Oh.
Just a stripe about that wide down each side.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just real pretty things.
Oh.
Real heavy.
They were.
Uh-huh.
Well, I wonder about, I guess they'd have to, if they wanted to haul wood around, they'd have to carry it in a wagon and
hitch up a team and go and haul them up a load of wood.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did they, the amount of wood that they'd carry, how would they measure wood?
They never did measure. They just cut it mostly as long as they used it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Cut two or three wagon loads at a time and then just get on out and work. They got that burned up and then they'd cut two or three more.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that they managed it.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, if you were tearing out the washing to hang it up on the line, you'd carry that out in a
dish pan or some one zinc bucket or something like that.
Mm-hmm. They didn't have a clothes basket or anything.
Lord, no, they never heard of one.
Well, what about what nails would come in if they would buy?
They come in kegs.
And now then, they'd have these metal things around the barrel to hold it.
Mm-hmm.
What did they call?
What did they call them?
Hooks.
Hooks.
Hooks. Oh yeah. And then to put on the top of a bottle to stop up a bottle, they'd have.
They had screw down lids.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.